Thank you for calling customer service. This is Christina. Can I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
Yes, 55318.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, and what do you need, name?
And then, yes, your first and last name, please.
Sandy Eastling, E-A-S-T-L-I-N-G.
Thank you for that. And can you please verify the address on the account for security purposes?
1327 White Oak Drive, Jaska, Minnesota, 55318.
Thank you for that. Okay, I have located an account for Jim Eastling. Is that correct?
Yep, there should be two. There should be a Jim and a Sandy.
Okay.
You're not finding a Sandy?
Let me see.
Or Sandra, possibly?
No, sir. I'm not finding a Sandra or a Sandy. We can try the email if you want to do that.
Yeah, let's try that. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, at Eastlings. So it's the last name with an S at the end, .com.
Thank you for that. Okay, so that's Sandy at eastlings.com.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, it's the word east, and then it's lings.com.
Okay, yes, sir. That's what I have. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Let's see. Nothing came up with that. We can try the first six numbers of the card that was charged and the last four numbers of the card that was charged to look up the account.
Yeah, it would have been the same. It would have been the same card that was charged for mine for Jim.
Okay.
It would have been that same card. So,
okay. Let's see. One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, that zip code again, please.
What's that?
Your zip code again, please. I have to relook up your account.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
55318.
Okay. Yes, sir. The only one that I have is for Jim Eastling, and it's for the starter kit, keto gummies.
Yep.
Would that be what you were calling in for?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
how's that working out for you?
Well, it's kind of, I'll be honest, it's kind of hard to tell because I was on a diet before I started them, and so this is like a supplemental thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the thing I don't like is that the, you know, I'm only like a week and a half into using these gummies, and I've already gotten processed for a renewal. You know, I've already gotten a $119 charge. $119.97 charge. So, you know, that's what I don't like. If they'd wait, you know, closer to a month and then do that, that's one thing. But it's just always done so quickly. Anyway, I think my order has been canceled. So there's not like two orders under my name, is there? Under Jim, there's not like two.
Let me make sure.
Because all I know is that. So I got mine separate from my wife's order, and she actually got a second bottle of another product that must have been just thrown in to to try, I guess. But she actually got a second bottle of, it's called Forskolin or something like that. And there was no charge to it, so I'm not calling about that. But golly, how can she not be in the system? Well, actually, let me see if I can pull up some information.
It looks like there is two orders, and they're both canceled. Oh. Yeah. So did you also cancel your wife's?
Well, that's what I was calling to have you
and
do.
I do see the zero charge. Let me see. It's loading now.
Okay, so there was two orders under my name, apparently, huh? Under Jim?
Yeah. Yes.
And they've both been canceled. Okay.
Yes, they have.
All right. Well, hopefully that'll... Oh, you know, can you give me... What is the address of your website if I want to order more product? Because I haven't decided that I don't want to. I just don't want to be in this loop where I keep getting this stuff automatically shipped to me.
Okay. What was the name of your product again? It's Keto. Let's see.
I have Ketomatic gummies.
Ketomatic. Okay. Here, I can give you that really quick. Okay, one second, okay?
Yep.
One second while I get this information for you.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, it's going to be support@ketomatic.com.
Well, that's an email address. Is there no website?
Let's see. You can try to type just...
ketomatic.com?
Yeah. Yeah, so that would be it.
Ketomatic.com.
Or Ketomatic Gummies.
Oh, Ketomatic Gummies.
Yeah.
Ketomatic Gummies. Oh. I see. I got an extra dot in there. Ketomaticgummies.com. Huh. It's not coming up. Ketomatic. Gummies. not coming up under that.
Okay, what you could do is just do that email.
Yep.
And then they will be able to tell you the correct address.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thank you for your help. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I don't think so.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.